Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The arrest of a 42-year-old Eureka man in Pennsylvania led to a raid on a marijuana dispensary in Myrtletown last week. William Byron, the owner of the Humboldt County Collective in Eureka, was arrested in Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, after local police received a tip from California authorities that a package weighing 39 pounds was going to be delivered to an address where Byron was staying. Wyomissing police intercepted the package and arrested Byron, who remains in jail on a $1 million bail. Acting on that information, the County District Attorney's Office raided the Herb Center and confiscated more than 4,500 growing plants, $17,000 in cash, and six firearms, including an illegal assault rifle. Police also confiscated between 500 to 1,000 pounds of trimmed marijuana. Byron faces drug trafficking and conspiracy charges in Pennsylvania after the mailed package was open and included packaged marijuana for sale with a value between $100,000 to $150,000. 2 weeks ago, the North Coast went through a tsunami alert system test as local officials and broadcasters got a chance to see if the alert system worked properly. There were a few glitches, including radio warnings that were not forwarded and two malfunctioning tsunami sirens, but in general, officials were pleased. Tsunamis were on the mind again this morning after a massive earthquake shook Indonesia, reviving fears that the Indian Ocean may see a repeat of the devastating tsunami that caused such destruction in 2004. There was no tsunami, and that's because of the nature of the earthquake, as Troy Nicolini of the National Weather Service explains.
So that kind of earthquake doesn't traditionally cause big tsunamis, although they can set in motion undersea landslide that could cause a large tsunami. But so in this case, the kind of earthquake it was not really conducive to generating a tsunami.
Nicolini goes on to explain that thrust quakes differ from slip quakes, although here on the North Coast we get both kinds because of the subduction zone in the Pacific.
This was a strike slip, which is sort of a sideways motion, and the one in 2004 was a thrust, which is an upwards motion.
And the Mendocino County coroner has identified the remains of an adult male that were found near Juan Creek over the weekend. The remains are those of Daniel Cobb, a transient from the state of Colorado. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies were called out to Juan Creek after a body was found in the water lodged against the rocks. An autopsy performed on Monday concluded that the body had been in the water for several days before washing ashore. Deputies are continuing their investigation into the cause of Cobb's death. And Judge Marilyn Miles sentenced 24-year-old Eureka resident Jacob Steele to 40 years to life in prison after he was found guilty of the murder of Jerry George. Steele must serve at least 42 years before being eligible for parole. Steele was at George's residence in January of last year when the two got into an argument that led to Steele killing George with a handgun. Steele then enlisted the help of friends and family to dispose of George's body, which has not been recovered. Lead investigator Billy Hansel said in a statement that Jerry's family endured the trial every day and showed such restraint, poise, and determination to see justice done. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Two Republican state senators, Bob Dutton and George Runner, have introduced a bill in the state Senate that would put a cap on the taxes levied on a gallon of gasoline. The bill would cap the excise tax on a gallon of gas at just over 35 cents, even if the price for a gallon of gas rises. The senators have targeted $4 as the maximum, and if gas prices rise higher than that, the tax cap would come into play. The senators argue that Californians already pay enough taxes on a gallon of gas, including an 18-cent federal tax, a 35-cent state excise tax, as well as local sales taxes. California ranks second in the nation, averaging 69 cents in taxes for each gallon of gas, and ranks as the highest in the nation when it comes to diesel, paying 79 cents in taxes per gallon. Humboldt State University has been noted by the Chancellor's Office for its effort to divert 100% of its organic waste from a landfill by 2013. The project was launched last summer and the groundwork for the effort has been completed. HSU's student-run Waste Reduction and Resource Awareness Program already diverts about 4 tons of organic waste annually, and that total could rise to 300 tons once the project is in full swing. The organic waste will be shipped to the Waste Management Authority's anaerobic waste digester, where it will be turned into either fuel to power the Elk River treatment plant or for nutrient-rich fertilizer. Humboldt County has awarded a construction contract for the rehabilitation of Humboldt Hill Road to Mercer Fraser. The work will begin on Monday, weather permitting, and the project will include replacing the asphalt pavement and building sidewalks on the west side of the road from Country Club Market to Stanford Drive. Be prepared for controlled traffic and work crews on the street, and if you have any questions, contact the County Engineering Department. And that's your North Coast News on this Wednesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.